Roger Brower is known for his unique method for creating image transfers. The artist uses handmade tools to move paint and pastel from glass to paper. SDPB's China Lockett spoke with Brower in his Hill City studio while he worked.
This is where the magic happens.
So Roger Brower is reproducing his sketch on a piece of glass, and he's going to do a monotype after this to start one of his paintings. He's in his studio working on a large white wooden table. There's paintbrushes in the background and awesome natural light coming through, and you can see some of his artwork that's already finished hanging around the studio.
I use brushes. I do all my drawing with these. These are soft rubber brayers. This one I've been using since I started in, I think, 82 or 84. But I don't like the handles they come with, so I carved my own handle. It's got a nice patina from the paint I've used over the years. See, it's got a little turtle carved in it. It's really well worn and quite handy. I'm working on it from a sketch that I did a while back. This is the image of an eagle, but he's kind of standing. He doesn't have any wings, but all he has is this beautiful, beautiful head, and his mouth is open, and he's singing.
How long have you been doing this process regularly, as a full-time career?
I do it. I've been in the business. I left my last formal job in 1979. I had a show in Paris with Pierre Cardin, and at the end of that, when I came back, I left my job. I said, I've got to pursue this. It's been very good to me. The customers and friends and collectors have been very good to me over the years, and I'm really happy about that and thankful. Now I'm going to go over here to my table where I have some tape. And the paper lays down on top, and with my hand I can burnish the back of this paper to some extent, kind of to get that absorption thing going on. And I always use a gray paper. I'm using now about 200 pounds of pressure to block the wood on the handle. I'm just going to kind of see if I'm going to be able to get that to move onto the paper, and it is. It's doing very well.
When you were putting 200 pounds of pressure on your paper, to transfer the paint, I assume that's just how everybody does it. You, made your own process.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I'm the only one in the country, but I'm probably the best known in the country for this process. Other people have tried it, and it takes a little while to catch on to it. Back in 82, I was commissioned to do a series of stone lithographs, and I was working from a publisher down in Austin, Texas. And so I went to Santa Fe and worked with a guy who later became a really good friend, Steve Britko at NAR Visa Press in Santa Fe. And he's a master printmaker, and we did this series of stone lithographs. And one night he said to me, "Have you ever done a monotype?" And I said, "No, I've not had the privilege." And he said, "Well, let's go down to the studio and do that, see what we can come up with." So he kind of showed me the mechanics of doing a monotype, only using inks, printer's inks, and I hate that stuff. It's so sticky and smelly. And the next day I did six. I just kind of flew into it. Then a couple days later I came home and found I didn't have a press. I knew I didn't have a press, a lithographer's press. And so I really wanted to do more. So I started playing around with what I could do by hand. And I developed these tools and did some reading on hand burnishing and different papers and things. So that's where I'm at. This was just kind of a thing that developed out of necessity more than out of good judgment, because I could turn out a product really pretty fast. I found I can paint a whole show in like a week.
Okay, so this is really interesting. Now you're wiping off the leftover paint from after you transferred, and you have an outline of
Image that I don't want to get this next color in. I'm cleaning my tool off now because I'm going to come in with a different color. My note said I should use yellow, but I'm going to do orange because I like the way orange looks with this blue. I choose my colors a lot of times, not by how they look, but how they sound. Like this is vermilion and Indian yellow. Oh, well, that's pretty cool. I wonder what happens when you mix those two together. Well, this is what you get. People on the radio, they can't see what the colors are, and I'm really sorry that you have to be on the radio, because this is a beautiful orange I have here.
It's kind of like a burnt kind of orange mixed with a yellow?
Kind of a burnt orange, yeah. And I've got this coming here. Okay.
And right now you're smudging the paint, the background paint, with paper?
This is just a kind of an idea of the background I'm going to do, but I can come back into this now later with oil pastel or graphite or whatever other material seems to be lending itself to where it's going. You know, so you just kind of let it grow. That's fine. Some of this a little bit. You have to put your head in a certain place and really enjoy what you're doing. And that's what art is. You're satisfying that urge inside of yourself to just make art. And it doesn't matter what it ends up as. It doesn't matter one bit. You know, I might, like I said before, I could probably do 6 or 8 pieces and maybe have one of the 6 or 8 pieces be marketable. You know, I have drawers full of stuff that's just close. You know, it's not quite there. Just be patient and make art. Love what you're doing. I can blend some of that out.
This is cool. There's so many different textures going on, like at this point, because you have the paint, the original paint, the background paint. It's kind of like smeared and it's like not a total opaque layer. And now you're adding pencil and you have pastel on it already. And this has just been like a 40-minute process. So how do you decide what tools to use?
Over a period of time, you just kind of know what will work and what won't work. And I have a certain thing in mind that I maybe want to accomplish, so I just kind of can do that. This eye is going to need a lot of work yet, but that's the focal point for this upper quadrant. I'll come back in later and do some other things in the lower two-thirds of the page. That's what I do. That's all I know.
Is there, like, anything that you want to talk about that I didn't bring up at all?
You know, right now we're kind of going through a time of some kind of ill race relations and those kinds of things in and around Rapid City. And I just want people to know that, you know, what I do is just good art. And they just need to take the time to try and understand each other and what people are trying to accomplish. Because everybody that I know is trying to do something, and most of the people are trying to do something good. And I think that's important.
Thank you, Roger, for letting me come down here to your studio and watch you make this piece of art.
Well, you're most welcome, and I'm happy you came. And I hope that what you observed here was beneficial to you.